Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our... I'm Jim Blasingame, by the way. Did I say that? I meant to if I didn't. You know who I am. But you also know who Elise Benton is because she's an original founding member of our Brain Trust. In fact, later this year, we'll celebrate her 16th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. We got her right out of elementary school. She's the founder of Marketing Mentor, the author of Stop Pushing Me Around, an excellent book for introverts, but also her book, Public Relations for Dummies, The Art of Self-Promotion, etc., etc. She is a great resource for us and a good friend. Elise Benton, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Tim. Really good to be here.
Good to have you back. Hey, Elise, you just got back from your big event that you are part of every year, the Freelancers Conference.
Yes, I co-founded and host with S&W Media the Creative Freelancers Business Conference, which is part of a much larger event called How Design Live, and we just finished our seventh annual conference in Boston, and it was awesome.
And one of the things you learned there, you brought back something from that, a session that you were attracted to, about how to deal with problem customers, right?
Yes, one of my good friends and former clients, actually, Doug Dolan, who is a communication strategist and a writer, gave a session. Initially, it was called Solving Your Biggest Creative Problem, the Client. And it evolved into a presentation that he gave, which was kind of a field guide to bad clients. And he just went through with these amazing images each of the different types of clients many of us have encountered. And there were a lot of nodding heads and people kind of giggling and laughing empathetically. And
He was using examples like the carrot dangler, the book passer, the web searcher, but the people in the audience were giving each one of those real names, weren't they?
Exactly, and he was telling all sorts of stories anonymously, obviously, to support like exactly what these different types of bad clients do, so you can recognize them. And everyone has their own stories.
Well, we all have customers, and one of the things that are problems, and I call them those pesky customers. But you know, one of the things that I've talked about on the show before. And you may have joined me when we talked about this, Elise, and that is, you know, how to know how far to let to be pushed, and when is the customer, when are they their own worst enemy? When is it impossible for you to be successful? And when do you fire a customer? I mean, those are now, and you juxtapose that with against. Is this a customer that can be redeemed? And if you can redeem them, you actually could have a customer for life, right? I mean, it's a fine line you're balancing there, isn't it?
Absolutely. And actually, one of the points he made before he got started with all of these different bad customers was you have to distinguish between bad customers and customers behaving badly.
All right, tell us about that.
So bad customers are generally all of these kind of archetypes that he talked about. Mm-hmm. But customers behaving badly are people who, you know, at their heart are good people and not trying to create problems for you, but perhaps they're under pressure or are having a bad day. If you look at the long term or if you look at what may be happening underneath, then you might see that there's something you can do to affect this person's behavior and help them, as opposed to, my impression was with the bad clients, there's nothing you can do, and you should, you know, identify them before they get too close and steer clear.
The bad customers, you know, like the bad teacher and the bad Santa and all that, you know, the bad customers are the ones who do not deal in good faith, and they're the ones who are won't pay you on time, or they won't pay you at all, or they're always trying to get an angle on you. Those are the bad customers, and if you see them behaving in those kinds of unethical and unprofessional ways, in disingenuous ways, then you need to leave them, you need to go away from them, you need to run away from them. But then there are the people, as you say, who you don't get the feeling that they're trying to screw you. They just, they're just frustrated. They're maybe, they may be frightened, right, Elise?
Absolutely. Or anxious.
Yep. And you know, and oftentimes their anxiety is not so much about your project as it is about how they want to make sure the project serves their customers. And this is what I talk a lot about, Elise, about helping your customers help their customers. What do you think?
Absolutely. And I think one of the obstacles in dealing with these various types of people is assuming wrongly that their behavior has something to do with you.
Right.
If you can get beyond that and see objectively what could be going on for this person, and often it's out of ignorance. Like, the bad customers are not even evil people. They just don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to decide, are they teachable, number one, and is it worth your time to teach them, and
right.
are they going to be able to compensate you for it?
And you find out also, if you can find out what motivates them, they can become a great client. One of my favorite stories is there was this guy that became a client of mine. He came to me once with this incredible emergency. He wanted me to really, he'd heard that I could help him. They thought I could help him. He came to me, and I did help him, but he didn't pay me. He wouldn't pay me. He was trying to beat me out of it. He just drug it out, right? So I was working on a project with his attorney. And I was asking his attorney, I said, does he pay you on time? He says, well, he does now. I said, what do you mean? He said, let me give you a tip. He said, when you send him your invoice, offer him a 2% discount if he pays you in 10 days, which I never had done before. And the next time I offered him that discount, he paid me in like 9 days.
Mm-hmm.
And from then on, everything was great, right?
Mm-hmm.
So find out what it is. He was behaving badly, but it was this. He was such a tightwad. He wanted a discount.
And that is more and more these days, by the
yeah,
way.
Yeah, no kidding. At least I need your website desperately, please.
It's a brand new website too. It's marketing-mentor.com.
Marketing-mentor.com. The URL is the same, folks. I've been telling you about that one for 16 years. But the stuff on the page is new, right, Elise?
That's right.
The new
it's
website.
All reorganized, and I have a huge resource section.
All right. Sounds good. Quick break, 20 after the hour. Elise Menon and I will be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.